Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm you can see me smiling. I got my face is like, it's like my face is like stuck, like I had plastic surgery or something. But I'm smiling because I am what you don't hear, and maybe Micah will save some of those outtakes, because just had a great conversation with my very special guest today. And I say very special because of this. When you live in this world, you get to figure out, do I have a choice about the way I feel, the way I am, and what I do? And it was no mistake that somebody back, I don't know how many decades ago, gave me a book. And the book they gave me was Viktor Frankl's book. Now, I got to tell you, if you knew me 20, 30 years ago, there's no way that I even understood what the word consciousness was. That was not me. My face could stop traffic. But today, I want to tell you about somebody. I want to tell you about a person that said yes to this life. And when she said yes to this life, what was she saying yes to? Was she saying yes to, being on the show? Was she saying yes to creating and carving out a way to help other people? Was she saying yes to her own personal transformation? Was she saying yes, fill in the blank yourself? Deborah Mackenwood is joining me here today. And here's what I say about Deborah. Yes to all of those and so much more. There is never a mistake that I have seen in the shows that get brought to you all. And this is what you've asked for. Do you know how to call in happiness in your life? And do you even know how to ask? How to ask? What is going on? How can I be clear about this? What is my next step? Well, that's what we're going to dig into, because happiness, I'm telling you right now, happiness by choice, that is the way to go. Deborah, it's so great to have you. Thank you for joining me here today.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy. I'm just like totally buzzing even before we came on here. So I'm just like on a total high, and you're so amazing. I'm so grateful for this, you know, so yeah.
Well, look, you have done so many things. You're also the co-founder of Ask Life Clarity. Now, I want to say this. I have mentioned a few things about you, but I didn't even mention the rest. Besides workshops, besides one-on-one coaching, besides teaching across the globe, you have accomplished so much. But here's the question. I would love to know, given all of that and stuff I didn't even ask you about yet, I want to know, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles you, Deborah, had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, that is a very big question. Yay! the obstacles, which I am so grateful that I had many, many, we'll say challenges as well. I think that probably one of the big ones for me, or one of many big ones, but one of the big ones was nearly 10 years ago, I was a very, very happy married woman. And I was just super happy. Well, I thought I was super happy with my husband, but behind the scenes probably was a different story in my head. But with my husband, we had many, many years together, and then we got married. And then just shortly after our beautiful, amazing marriage, my husband died. And it was pretty tragic. So for me at that point, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is even happening. Mm. 1 year before, I was walking down the aisle to the love of my life. And I was like, yay, this is just best. And I thank God I found him, because it took me so long to find someone like him. And then little did I know, I was going down the same church aisle saying goodbye. So for me after that, I went inwards. I was crippled with pain. I was just like, oh my God, this is just ridiculous coming on. So obviously it's very new, grief to me. I never knew such pain like that. So I went into a state of hibernating. You know, I didn't want to see anyone. And even when I did go out, I started to develop anxiety. I started to develop stress, some fear, insecurities, all the whole sadness, anger, rubbish, everything that came with it. So I was a bit like, okay, I can't do this. And everything that was within me, from my past, threw up on top of the grief. So I just kind of thought, hold on, I need to do something here. I can't do this. I don't want to live like this. I'm actually existing. I don't want this anymore. So I decided to go to India. And one of the things that both myself and my husband spoke about openly was death. Not because we thought we were going to leave our bodies early days. We just spoke about it. You know, what, say if one of us died, what would we do? How would we prepare? And then we go, oh no, I don't want to talk about that. I can't imagine even being away from you. I don't want to talk about it, but let's talk about it. So we talked about it. And one of the things that came up was he wanted some of his ashes to be scattered in Varanasi in the holy river Ganga. He wasn't Indian. We came from it. The reason why is another story, but it was one of his wishes. No pressure on me though. I had anxiety, so how am I going to get on this flight? Oh my God, I can't cope. So I did what I had to do. And because of that, out of the loss that I had, became one of the biggest turning points in my life. And it became the thousands of people's gain because of the loss. I went to India and I happened to go on a very deep, intense journey for 5 years and train and study in the Himalayas. And North Goa, and I was dragged through my childhood in my head because I had to train. So one of the most important things I wanted to say in this, right, because of what I do with the team are in India, the most phenomenal team, you know, my mentor, Krishna Nantaguru, and the team are just phenomenal. And one of the things he had said to me, before you allow to train or study, to do anything to support humanity, and you need to be clear on your life. You need to have every single thing in your past. And I had a heavy past, even my childhood. Every single emotion that you hold, your fear, your suppression, your insecurities, your everything, that all needs to go. Because if you're going to support somebody, you need to be 100% for them and in yourself, because it will drain you if you're supporting someone else and you're not clear yourself. So for me, that was a massive turning point. It was a very deep process of cleansing because I was very good with the ego. Oh my, I'm okay. Yeah, fine. No bother on me. Yeah, it's great. No problem. And I went through the process. It was amazing. And now, 10 years later, it's like I am actually giving back to so many people and they're becoming happy again, just like me. And it's so beautiful. So that was the reason why, because of the loss.
Yeah.
It's been the biggest gain.
You know, it's so important and inspiring to hear those words come from you, to hear you share your story, because it is really from our vulnerability with each other when we open up our hearts that we can inspire each other in ways that the thoughts of our mind cannot. And I so honor you for sharing that with us. And I can only imagine what the journey is like. You and I have something in common, although I did not go to the next step. I shared this the other day on a show, and I don't talk about my past very much. And about 3 years ago, one of the listeners said, "You need to tell us more about you. You're like a mystery. We can read your bio, but every once in a while, Pat, you'll drop a little thing like your mom's suicide or being homeless." And I didn't realize I was doing that, but then I realized I was doing that. But one of the things I love is how something will show up in our lives that will call us to take an action, that will set us on a path that neither one of us could have planned. Now, my story didn't get me to India, but it got me close enough. Well, part of it was when I was homeless, I was on the corners of New York. I'm begging for money with my baseball cap on. You know, I didn't even know how I got there. All I knew is I was thrown out, but I went to New York because I was from New York. And on the corner, and this is back in the day, right? On the corner, there were three people. One had a tambourine. One had sticks and the other one, I don't remember exactly, but they were doing something that sounded like singing, but it wasn't. They were the Krishna people, the Hare Krishna people. And they were that. So my brain went, I need clean clothes. No, honestly, this is what I thought.
Amazing. Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I started to talk with them. These people saved my life. They mm-hmm. saved my life. Amazing. I now know what they were. I now mm-hmm. know that they were mantra. They were Sanskrit. I have such a love and appreciation for Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. I think in a past life, I must have come from India. My table tennis partner is from India. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I want to ask you this question. Mm. See, you were at a choice point.
Yeah.
You did not have to move forward. But when I look at what you created, Deborah, when I look at, and I look at AskLifeClarity.com, your website, and I look at counseling, and I look at healing, and I look at Why Ask, and I look at the programs. The only thing I could think of is I want to be you when I grow up.
Oh. You are totally winging it here. I think you just need to get on the flight over here to India straight away to us and the team. Love your energy. You know what? And I really appreciate that because, you know what? Honestly, if I really want to be really raw and honest about the whole situation, when my husband died, right, it was just the icing on the horrible cake, right? For me to actually be like, oh my God. But you see, what I was suppressing behind the scenes, even after the loss, was a string of problems that I was the best actress, you know, I was great at hiding things. Like I remember years ago, because I come from Ireland, obviously, as you know, from the accent, all the way from Ireland. And I come from a family of 8 children. So I actually, my mom and dad, so cute, but it was tough. So we came from poverty and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, so I didn't have like the best of upbringing, right? Not due to mom and dad. I'd never blame them for anything. It was just poor parenting down to what, too many children. It was their fault. You know, so I actually started to become, I made really bad choices because I was so naive. I was so desperate. I was so insecure. I absolutely hated myself. I just didn't even know who I was. I was so empty. And you know, like, and I think the biggest problem out there, unfortunately, is, and not because of poor parenting or your childhood, I think, yeah, somewhat it is a big problem. But when we get lost in who we are, you know, it's like, because you just don't love yourself. Like, why wouldn't we not love ourselves? We have to live in this amazing body 24/7, and we're down and out and giving it a hard time. And the poor body's like, hello, I have to carry you every day. Like, come on. You know, and how does it change? It's by choice. Up here, the mind needs to change. It's like, what other option have you got? You can either not have the choice and let yourself be down and out and suffer, or get out of there. And how do we do it? It's by understanding how we think. That is the only way forward, isn't it? And you it know, is. Coming from your childhood, and look at how amazing. When I hear this, I'm like, oh my God, I totally want to give you a hug. Like, coming from homeless and like all these things that's gone on in your life. And look at you are every, you're like myself, like so many people in the world that want to change. And you have every right to have that change if you want to. We don't get out of here alive, none of us. We're all going to go. But at least we're gonna go. At least I've done something about it. Suffering.
You know, you're so right. I want to ask you about this. For those of you who are just listening, I just want to make sure you all know how to really follow us along during the show. I love that you all do that. This is what they tell. This is what we have the best audience on the planet. So I just want to say this audience is 20 years in the making. And I want to say they are the best. And I want all of you to see why we're talking about what we're talking about. So when you go to AskLifeClarity.com, and there is a question there. And there is a question about ask us for a simple, powerful tool to stop sabotaging, break free, unshackle your mind. If you're looking at this and you're looking at Deborah Mackin and you're looking at who she is and what she does, you'll understand that what has been created here is a way for all of us to understand that we have the ability to do exactly this. I want to talk with you about this because this has come up a lot now in the past 2 weeks from people that I work with. And I mentioned to you earlier, I mentor women. One of the things that seems to come up a lot around happiness and happiness by choice. And somebody actually said this to me. So let's get down and get at this, right? The other day, somebody said to me, you know, Pat, I'm hearing you talk and you get these great people on your show, but I got to tell you, does any of them wake up in the morning and see they have a negative bank account balance? And I looked at her and said, look, to be honest with you, that's not foreign to me. That has happened to me. But what are you going to do with that information? So let's talk about this because, see, that's a choice point, isn't it? And I'm using money as an example because it's up for a lot of people, but it doesn't have to be that. In my case, 6 months after the show, you're going to love this. I'm giving a workshop, 2004, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2004, Live Your Greatest Dream. By the time this was over, my right ankle had been the size of a very large grapefruit. Now, a really long story, and I'm going to make it short. I had attracted a mystery disease that would stay with me for 10 years.
Wow.
But I know why. And this is what I'd like you to talk about. I want you to talk about doubt. Because in the traditions, in what you've learned, in what we know, doubt to me is one of the most insidious energies on the planet. And it sneaks up on you. And 6 months after paying for airtime and saying yes to this, everybody thought I lost my mind. They thought, why are you turning down these high power jobs? Why are you doing? And I started to doubt myself. So help us understand happiness by choice. How do we eradicate doubt?
Okay, so doubt, I mean, when we doubt ourselves, it can be for so many reasons. More so, you just don't believe in yourself. You don't think you're capable. I don't think I can do this. Well, don't do it then. You know, it's as simple as that. It's like, but of course you can do it because you would have, so say you're saying to yourself, oh my God, I don't know whether I'm going to, you know, I don't know whether I'm going to, this is going to pull off, if this, like this air show is going to happen and that. But how did it happen? You know, that doubt obviously has turned into some ability in your mind thinking, I can do it. You might have suffered along the way, but you're a living proof of how you turned doubt around into something very positive. Why? Because you have every reason to do it, because you love what you do. So when you really love what you do, you know, it's like for me, when I started supporting people, I remember the first time I went back to the Channel Islands, is where I'm based in Jersey. And I remember going, oh my God, like, how am I going to take for a session? And what am I going to do? And I already knew what I had to do. And it's like so excited, but it was the first time. And I, even though I was clearing all my emotions, you know, because we're masters at this, and as I started with our team, like, and there's 58 of us globally around the world, but we're behind the scenes. But when we were trained, the reason why we're masters at this is because we have learned every single emotion and understood it, to the point where we can see exactly somebody's mind by just by looking at it. It's amazing. That's what I'm looking into your mind now, okay?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to table tennis. But when you look at doubt, it's like, okay, why am I doubting myself? Because you believe you can't do it. I don't think I can do this. There's no way I'm good enough. Or blah, 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 blah. And that comes from your past. You know, when you're a child, you look at a child, everyone comes into this world happy. It's fact. Even children that come into the world that are not, that are unwell, you go into, you know, a lot of charities we support are children that are very unwell, and we'll try and build their lives up even at the worst case. But you see them coming into the world and say at the age of, after about 2 or 3 in their body pain, but they don't know anything about life. They're still going to smile. They're so happy. All they know is I've come into the world in pain, but that's it, right? So, but when we get a little bit older, right, say if something goes wrong for us or someone turn around and says, there's no way you're going to do that. You won't get a show. There's no way. Straight away in your head, you're thinking, oh my God, that could plant a seed and make you feel doubtful, because you're thinking, well, they said I couldn't do it. Maybe in school, they said you're no good at that. you know, doubt comes from usually the past. So someone telling you something, or you believe in, or your condition, or whatever it is. So there's an option here. Why would you doubt yourself? For what do we get out of it? Nothing. We're just stuck in doubt. You know, we have so much power in our mind. It's so beautiful. And it is just, it's what drives us every single day. You know, it's like driving a car. You learned how to drive your car. You had to understand it, didn't you? You had to get the manual. You needed to get around, blah, 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 in order for you to get your license and get out on the streets. You're not going to get the keys of the car and you can't drive and go, right, I'll just go around, you know, Seattle and just, you know, fight crime around the area in my beautiful car. No, because if you don't understand something, you're going to cause yourself some trouble, aren't you? So the mind, yeah, obviously, blah, blah, blah. So it's the same around doubt. So when you look at it, what's the other option? Why not? Why would you doubt yourself? Because somebody told you you can't do it, or you believe that when you have probably proved many times over and you've forgotten, oh my God, I actually did. I remember getting that done. I remember that I did achieve that. Because we have a very short memory. It's easy to forget that, you know, the things like that. So it's like, have we got a better option? Suffer and stay in doubt. I come over to the other side where we belong in our authentic minds and believe in ourselves, you know, because that is who we are. We're not born to suffer or to be doubtful or be insecure and run terrible traumas into our minds, even from the past. We're here to take charge. We're here to lead our lives, because none of us are getting over here alive.
You know, and that's why I ask you the question, because, you know, and we're going to talk about who Ask Life Clarity are. We're going to talk about that in a second, because it's very important. Mm-hmm. You alluded to the fact that you have a team. You alluded to a team back behind the scenes. You and I both have that in common. You and I are here because there is a support system of people, right? But one of the things that I didn't know back then, homeless on the street. I didn't know the name for it. Let me just say that. I didn't know the name for mindfulness. Look, I'm 17. I grew up in the projects, right? But I want to ask you this question because it's so important to many people. Right now, the statistics on mental health globally, not just the United States, the statistics that are published, I watched this because my mom did commit suicide. So I know a little bit about that. I buried three sisters and a stepmom, three sisters from addiction, right? Or the effects of addiction, throat cancer from cocaine, a stepmom whose heart exploded. And so I'm so grateful for the moments I have on this planet that somehow, some way, you know, I learned a few things, but you've created a powerful way to help people. See, that's why I was so excited to talk with you. And it starts by us understanding who Ask Life Clarity is and the significance of taking on one of the greatest challenges I do believe we have in future generations. And that's what's going on up here. Right?
Yeah.
So, can you talk a little bit about the evolution of that and also the mission? Because your mission is so powerful.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Ask Life Clarity is like, I guess it's like one of the sister ships of the mothership of our foundation here in India. And our teachings are all under Krishnavananda Guru. He is absolutely selfless, phenomenal, wise, just amazingly just out there, you know, and has taught thousands of students and thousands of people just how to think and to pull people out of life challenges like that, okay? Because of the state of mind that we're in, right? And we're all stuck a little bit here, there, and everywhere, you know? He just knows how to get into your mind, and he shows you something that you already know, but you just need it. Oh my God, it's like, yeah, that totally makes sense. It's very simplified us as a team. So there's 58 of us in globally around the world, okay?
Wow.
So we've all come from, as I said, we weren't allowed to teach or train unless we were all had our whole past cleared, eliminated. So we're fresh, clear one. It's like a rebirth, you know? We're not in any low emotions. We're able to take charge. We're in a very high state of awareness and self-love. We love ourselves, okay? It sounds very like, I love myself. Boy, we totally love
ourselves.
That's
a big thing, though. That is a big thing. Do you know how many people that I assigned the exercise, the simple one of look in the mirror and tell yourself you love? Do you know how many people cannot do that?
But why? Right. Why wouldn't we want to love ourselves? We have right. to live ourselves 24/7. We're amazing. We're so unique, every single one of us. But the difference is we all think differently. That's the only difference, you know? But so we all are globally around the world. And what we do in Aspect Clarity, we are master mindful awareness teachers. We are mind coaches. We are enablers. We are expert counselors, if you say wish. You know, we don't really like to say the word counselors too much, but on the Western side of the world, yes, it has to be used, okay? Yep. So, and what we do is we are just out there turning people's lives around very fast, okay? And it's very simple how we do it, okay? What the difference is in how we support, and that's like Clarity Aware Living is the foundation, is going to, when I say this right, going to the root cause, right? Now, it's easy saying, yeah, loads of people go to root causes, but it's like, how do they get there? So what do we mean by going to the root cause, okay? So it's like, if you have a puncture in your tire, right? I'm saying the Irish way, tire.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I'm following you right along. You're absolutely right.
If you have a puncture in your tire, okay? And you keep pumping air into it, what's going to happen? You're going to have to keep pumping air in, aren't you? It's just not going to really get any better. And then you're probably going to have loads of problems with that. But if you have a puncture in your tire and you get to where the puncture is and you get it fixed there and then in the day or wherever, you don't have a problem anymore. The solution, you fix it, there you go, you're off and on. It's the same thing how we go with what we do, okay? So we go straight to the cause. There's no messing around, okay? Because whilst we're supporting so many people behind the scenes globally, you know, face to face and all that sort of stuff, we come from a very, very, very big heart space. But we're not going to sit there and if you say oh, there's something wrong with me or I'm not feeling good, I can't feel sorry for you, okay? Because that's not going to get you out. I totally want to give you a cuddle and I want to make you better. But if I feel sorry for that energy, you're already stuck in it anyways. What am I going to do with that? I don't want you to be in it anymore. So we go straight into where we need to go, and we go into getting them to understand, why in the world are you even in that place? Let's get you out. And it's getting to understand how you're thinking. And usually around the root cause of, you know, people being stuck, I'll give you an example, okay?
Yeah,
when
please.
My husband died, okay, I went to the doctor. I have never taken a sleeping tablet in my life, okay? So I went to the doctor because I couldn't sleep, obviously, because I was, you know, up to my eyes in grief. So I was lying there every night about 4 days after, and every night I was like, oh my God, I need to go to sleep. This is all too much for me. So I went to the doctor and I went up to him and I said, I don't want them, but I need some sleeping tablets because I need to sleep. So she said, absolutely, I'll give you a week's supply. And I was like, okay, great. And she goes, and what I'm going to give you as well is I'm going to give you an antidepressant tablet. And I went, well, no, because I'm not depressed. I don't want to take a tablet. I just want to sleep. I need to function, you know, because this is too heavy for me. So when the doctor, she kind of convinced me a little bit to take the antidepressant tablet. It's not something that I wanted to take. Because I just wanted to understand this new pain. So when I went to, when I did actually start taking the tablets, and then I was on them for about 3 months. And I started, my whole face ballooned up. I had no emotion. I had emotion, and then I had no emotion. So I was like, oh my God, I don't even not have any feelings. I feel nothing. I am just numb to the core. Like, so I went back to her and I said, I'm coming off them. And she can't just come off them like that. And I said, I can't, I don't want to be on them. So she was like, you need to come off them slowly. So I didn't listen, obviously. I was like, no, I'm coming off them.
Yeah, right. I'm the same way.
I was like, I'm coming off these because I didn't need them. And they only actually, what they done was they suppressed how I feel. And I wanted to know what this feeling was. I wanted to understand, what is this all about? How do I get through it? I didn't know, understand it. I didn't want it. I didn't need it. You know, so for me, it was more like, okay. So it took me till the time I actually left where I lived in Jersey and to go to India shortly after my husband passed, actually go, oh my God, like, this is what's happening in the world. Like, so many people are being given antidepressant tablets and it's suppressing how they feel. It's making them worse. It's like making them suicidal and blah, 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 blah. And exactly. So many clients. Yeah. And it's like, you weren't born when you came into the world with an antidepressant tablet given to you, but your bottle of milk, you know, it's not like, here you go, here's an antidepressant. You were born happy, so let's get the people back to that state, or let them at least understand why they feel the way they do and stop suppressing it. Get to the root cause and get it out, and this is what we do, and we are making phenomenal results around it. You know,
that's why I was very excited to talk with you, because we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to really talk about, you know, you don't know what you don't know in life sometimes. And if you don't know what you don't know, at least this is the way I've lived my life from day one. It's been my mantra since I can remember. Ooh. I fully understand that I don't know what I don't know. That doesn't mean I'm not curious. I don't want to learn, that I'm not eager to move forward. But I especially don't know what I don't know about myself. And when you get on that discovery.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And you face yourself, what I highly recommend is don't do it alone. That is my personal, that's what I'm saying to all y'all out there. That has never worked for me. But what we're talking about with Deborah is you don't have to work alone. When we come back from break, what we're going to talk about is we're going to look at the cycle of happiness, unhappiness. And Deborah, you're right on. My mom committed suicide because she was feisty. They gave her, back then they were called barbiturates. They gave those to her. She topped that off with alcohol. Yeah, but the effects of that they made her worse. See?
Yeah, 100%.
We don't have to go that pathway. So today we're talking about this. Now, tell folks the best way to find out about you. I think I was looking at a workshop you just did, but tell people how they can find out about you. And also, you've got programs, you even have coaching certification. So there's ways for people to get involved, right? Tell us the best way to find out about that.
Okay. So, I mean, if you just go onto the Ask Life Clarity website, which is www.askliveclarity.com, we work globally online. So we have webinars online. We have Believe is one of the courses that we've just finished. It's an amazing 4-week course. Wow. It's super, it's just amazing.
I can't believe I missed that.
You're going on the next one.
Okay. Thank you.
But you totally believe in yourself. So you'll be just sitting there with a cup of tea in the background, you know? Then we have Arise. We have Venus for Women, which is amazing. This is a 10-hour workshop that I do. And it's like, it's physically, I work a lot with the body as well, because whilst the mind is a bit too active up there, what about the body? The poor body gets a whack, you know, after all the stuff that we put it through up there, and the mind is busy. So the body needs some alignment too. And then we do so many courses on coaching, on, you know, how to be more aware, self-love, you know, that is the biggest one out there. If you love yourself, you are never, ever, ever going to have a problem in your future, ever. Because you're going to be in charge of who you are. You're never going to feel like doubt will ever come in. Because why? Because you love yourself. You know you're capable, you know you're able, and you have the ability. Why? Because you're alive and you're kicking. So self-love is the biggest one. And usually when I'm supporting people on my side, the team are the same. I always get this. I've had a lot of people come to me and very quick, usually I only take up to 6 sessions, maybe 1 session to pull people out of stuff. It's fast. It's amazing. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
we definitely know how to do it in a very authentic, simplified way. And that's the key, right? So usually people always say to me, oh my God, I totally needed this. like I might have to give you a little whack to get you out of it because you're wallowing too much, you know, but it's a good whack. And the whack is up here to show you, hold on, look at this. Here's your long list of doubts. Here's your other long list that when you didn't doubt. So which side do you want to be on? I want to be on that one. Let's get you back over there. Come on. So how were you there in the first place? You know, so usually when something goes wrong, like, you know, anything in life, you could go backwards or you can go, I don't want to go back there. I want to go forwards. So there's so much on the site, you know, for, you know, courses for healing. So if anybody wanted to reach out, there's on even on the testimonials, there's so many amazing. I feel so, so blessed for the testimonials I received. They really are a testament to me as a learner, because I am a learner. I'm nothing more, and I feel very grateful, and I'm continually learning every single day until my last breath. And that's who I am, is a learner. So for me to give all, you have just amazing leverage to another, to see somebody else shine like this, is the best purpose to be in. So anything that's needed for anybody, we can cover it in any situation, any problem. It doesn't have to be the worst case scenario. It can be. It doesn't matter. We'll take charge and get you there. So the website will tell you everything. Yeah.
I love the testimonials, by the way. I'm actually going to talk about this when we come back. Because, you know, the idea, and I call it an idea for a moment, and I want to say this to our audience, the idea that happiness is a choice, you know what that means? It means that that's you, that that's your power, that that's your freedom. It's you. But you may not have any tools to get you from where you are. And I will tell you that once you plug in to what Deborah just shared, there is no going back. You may need a tune-up, just like that tire that you got fixed. You didn't go get a new tire. You put a patch on it. You may need to patch it again until ultimately you decide to get a new tire. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, look, it was not a mistake that I was handed a book by a man who was in the worst circumstance ever imaginable. It's not a mistake. Somebody had the insight to give me a book at a time where I put that book so far away from anything I wanted to read until I was ready to learn. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about self-awareness. Absolutely love talking about this. We're not going to be able to cover everything, but self-awareness and mental health. Ask life clarity. You know, I get really excited about this, Deborah, because, you know, I look back at my life and I got to tell you, I can't tell you how grateful I am for the mentors that I've had along the way, life-saving people, a best friend like Linda, my mentor who passed away in 1999. When she passed away, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. But what I had learned from her kept me moving ahead. And I want to ask you about this question. There's this cycle, I think, and I don't have the right words for it, the happiness, unhappiness. It's almost like a roller coaster ride for some people, because I don't know that folks realize, and that roller coaster ride causes mental health challenges, right? It is, you're up, you're down. You're happy, you're depressed. And I do believe that there is a level of learning that can happen. And the more you learn, the less the ups, the less the downs. Can you talk about the relationship between what you do, happiness, and mental health? Because I know this is a big part of what you all do.
You see, the thing about it is, right, like as we used it, happiness is a choice. But it's like, again, what other option do you have? It's like, if you have ups and downs and you have highs and lows, it happens, okay? So it depends on how long you want to stay in them for, right? If you have a relationship that's not working out, okay, but there might be a reason why you don't want to leave that relationship. Maybe you're afraid to be on your own, maybe scarcity, maybe survival, blah blah blah, all of this sort of stuff that makes you stay there. So But if you're very happy within yourself, there's no way you would even be in a relationship like that. If a relationship, say it was toxic and stuff like that, because you would, the relationship you have with yourself will define the relationship you have with others. And that is fact, right? So when we look at happiness, yeah, it is a choice. But so many people feel like, yeah, it's easy to say, yeah, it's easy to say when I've got like this happening in my life and all of this stuff has gone wrong for me and blah, blah, blah. So what happens is the energy of who we used to be, it changes into, you know, self-pity, wallowing. It doesn't mean that you didn't have a hard life, but how long do we want to stay there? Okay, so you can be unhappy in it. Good luck, enjoy yourself. It's not going to work out for you. Or we can train how we think again. Okay, so what choice do I have to be happy? How am I going to be happy again? Okay, the only way to do it is by changing how you think. That is the only way. It's an altered state of mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like yourself.
Yeah.
Even when you were in a situation and homeless and all like that, you know, you got there, you got out of there. You had a choice.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you what, though. I love this because, see, this is the message for our time. This is the message for our future. This is the message. Why? Why is this the message? And I'll tell you why. Because I don't think it's a mistake you and I are talking. I've been talking about the impact of social media. I've been talking about the impact of what happens when you lose your way to realize you have the power to choose, what you just said.
Yeah.
See, and that's what happens. And, you know, it's funny about this because I was reminded about 4 or 5 days ago about that Viktor Frankl book. Now, Viktor Frankl, Holocaust, concentration camps, seriously, I didn't know any of this because I'll tell you what, I was not at a place to read it.
Yeah, I get it.
But one day I looked in the mirror. And I had everything. I had the big fat corporate career. I had the big house with 5 acres. I had the dog, the car, the sports car, the motorcycle. And I looked in the mirror on my way out, getting ready to go into my executive job, which I really realized I did not like. And on my way out of this giant foyer that is the size of most people's homes, I looked in the mirror just to check my look. I didn't recognize myself.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize myself.
Mm.
And I thought that it would scare me, but it made me angry. Now, that was a pivotal moment. It took a lot for me to change. But I want to ask you this thing. I would like us to create a movement on this. Because millions of people do not realize that they have this choice, Deborah. They don't realize it. And they don't really know that there are tools that this could not just be a, like a buzzword you and I are talking about. This is a way of life, right?
Yeah, it's a way of life. It's like if you look at it, right? So let's try and simplify it. So if you have... so many people are stuck because they have insecurities, they have fear, they have maybe coming from addiction, or there's lots of stuff going on. So what we lose, and we lose in the ability to feel that we can actually do anything, we're not good enough, you know, all of these lower emotions play havoc in people's lives, and sometimes they're so deep at it they just can't get out because they think, oh, well, that's just the way it is. This is the way my life is, or, you know, my past hasn't been great. So, you know, this is who I am. Is it? No, of course it's not. You know, even if you have come from a heavy past, I have, you have, you know, it hasn't defined us. You know, it's great that we've come out the other side, and, you know, credit to so many people that do. And I also look at people that can't, but it's like this. If you have a leak in your house, okay, what is the first thing you're going to do when you have a leak? Come on. What is it? We're going to go and try and find where the problem. Probably have a little panic attack on the sly. Not really, but like
Go grab that bucket. Go grab that bucket to catch the water first, right?
Quick, we're just thinking about, oh my God, my life, this place is going to blow up, you know. And you're creating the mindset, you know, you're all troubled out, you know, anxiety will kick in. But if you have a leak in your house, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to try and find the problem, aren't you?
Yeah.
And if you can't really find the problem, you're going to, Dan, you know, ring a plumber. get somebody on board fast. Why? Because you have to get everything sorted. Because if you don't, it will create a bigger problem, and then your house is upside down. And then you're in a big, big, massive situation where everything is destroyed, and then you're going to feel like, oh my God. So if you look at that, right, going to something that is not even really a priority when you think about it, compared to who we are, the way we feel, why is it that we as humans aren't giving our emotions a priority like we give a leak in the house? You're already able to go and say, take charge and go, I know what I need to do. Oh my God, I don't know how to do it, but if I just think about it, right, so the house doesn't get worse, okay, I'll try and ring a plumber. Who can I think about? Your mind starts to work. You're thinking logically, I need to get this problem solved. You can do the exact same thing with how you're thinking. Yeah. People might go, you can't, really, you can. You know, and it takes a little bit of a push and your ability to actually go, I don't want this leak anymore, because you're not going to go into your house and sit there and let the leak happen. But unfortunately, people are allowing that to happen with their emotional state. The only way to be self-aware is to be in your higher emotions, to actually take charge of it and understanding how you're actually thinking. That is the only way to do it. To understand why you're thinking. When you understand anything in this life, you'll be able to, especially this problem, and you understand it, you'll accept it. And then most likely you're going to let it go. And when you let it go, what happens? You grow. And that's how we support people as well, by getting them to understand why the hell they're in these problems in the first place. Yeah. And as soon as you get rid of it, they're like, oh my God, like I should have came here years ago if I had enough. You know, so it's like
that, I love right? this. I love this analogy. Let me tell you why. When you said the leak, you know where I went to two places. And then the more you talked about the emotions, I got very clear on the type of leak we're talking about. You see, one of the things I know, I worked in a facilities management job. And if there's anything that will clear out a building is a gas leak. See, when you were talking about this, I went right there. Because a gas leak is so representative, right? First of all, it hides, the smell hides, right? I mean, this is our emotions. The smell hides. And here we are, we're trying, you know, oh, okay, do you smell gas? No, I smell, no, I don't, where is it, right? And then you go into panic mode, just like our emotions. See, isn't this what we're saying? When we allow for this to happen, our emotions escalate until what? Something ignites and we explode.
100%. It's like if you wake up in the morning time and your mind is a little bit unaware and you're not self-aware, and you wake up and you're feeling, I'm not really happy. Oh, I don't feel very well. But there mightn't be really anything wrong with you. You might just have a shift in your energy in your body or something. Now, if you're not very happy with self, you could escalate that into a string of problems before you've even got out of your bedroom. Oh my God, say something's wrong with me. Say if I get really sick, say if I die, say if I have a heart attack, blah, 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 blah. And that can be escalated into the biggest problem. But if you're very in charge of how you're feeling, going, actually, hold on, I don't feel very well today. Maybe it's something I ate last night. And you start thinking about why you're not feeling so good instead of escalating it into something that actually probably isn't even the case anyways, you know, because the mind, it'll play tricks on you if you allow it. You know, it's very, very powerful, powerful space. And we own it. We are the one in charge of our thoughts.
Yeah,
for sure.
And, you know, you and I are going to have many more conversations. But the thing that's so important about this is exactly the energy that a lot of people are feeling right now. You know, you know this and I know this. You know this by the people that are calling upon you for help. And I wanted to ask you because, see, even with that gas leak, you have to be aware. Right. You have to be aware, and you have to be aware to the point where you know that there's gas in the air. Right.
Yeah.
I love that you use that example, because if you're not paying attention, right, you're too busy. You're not even going to smell the gas. Or even if you do smell it, you're going to blow it off. You're going to ignore it. Because why? You're doing something else. You don't want to face it. You don't want to deal with that problem. And, you know, part of this is that we can learn this. But here's the thing, Deborah, we live in this fast-paced. Can you give me a pill, potion, or lotion? Can you show me the shortcut? so that I don't have to type the full message in. I just want to hit a short key. You and I both know, how does that work for us?
Yeah, you know, it's like this, right? If you were to be told you had 4 weeks left to live, right? Say you're fine, you're riddled with headaches and you're causing yourself all sorts of challenges up here in the mind and stressed out, worrying about money, worrying about your job, worrying about your relationship, worrying about your child, blah, 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 blah. The whole cycle is there. So say if you are stuck in that mind, which millions across the globe are stuck in this mind, they're just so stressed out to the max. They can't cope with themselves, you know? So say if you went to the doctor and you just had to go for a regular checkup, when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, yeah, actually, let's do your bloods. Your blood pressure is not looking great, but I'll just check your bloods anyways. All right, you're fine with that? Yeah, yeah, no problem. So you go get your bloods done and then you get a call and the doctor says, can you actually come in and see me, please? And you're like, ugh. Already you're adding up, that's wrong, help, help, help. And then you do go to the doctor and he gives you some bad news. He says, listen, we've found something. We need to go and have a scan. So you go have the scan done. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, because there's been many occasions where this has happened and I've supported people around this, right? And this is really a classic example. If then she go for the scan and they turn around and say, it's not good. You've got 4 weeks left to live. How's that working out for you then? Would you allow yourself in those 4 weeks to be stuck in the mind that you were in before you were told how much time you've got left? Right. Would you allow yourself to be stressed out, anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, insecurity? There's no way you would. You'll have a panic already. Yeah, I'm going to die. But what would you do with those 4 weeks? What would you do? You would make sure those 4 weeks counted. You would spend it with the things that are important in your life and stop. You wouldn't be messing around with all these lower emotions. You would make it a priority, wouldn't you? You'd be sad, but you'd be like, I need to spend time with people that really care and love me. And I want to make memories with my children, because that's what happens. But why wait to be told you've 4 weeks left to live? This is our point we always say to people. Why are you waiting to be told you've 4 weeks left to live when literally you have right now? So take charge, get out of it, you know? And that is why we always say, none of us are getting out of here. We don't have time. And it's the only thing we own in this life is time. And that is facts. We have cars, we have children, we don't even own them, you know? But if we look at the time, what we're doing with it is we're wasting it. We can't get it back, can we not?
No. What a great way to bring this full circle today. Because if you realize that, and you understand happiness by choice is a way you can live your life,
100%.
Then you will be reminded on a regular basis, right? Mm-hmm. That you are here now. Yeah. And you will get the idea and the message that you can decide how you want to be in this earth skin for now. You and I both have firsthand experience with loss like that.
I just want to say one of the biggest things for me as well in my transformations was around grief, right? Yes. And I remember with my mentor, he'd be saying, after he passed away, I went to grief counseling for about 4 sessions and it just wasn't helping me. I just felt like I was talking about the same thing all the time. Okay. So I just couldn't. I was like, oh, I can't. So when I did come to India and I did go through the cleansing process, this was one of the areas that was cleared for me. And literally, and I'm not joking, in 20 minutes, my grief was cleared. I was in a very high space of honoring the love that I had for him. And it wasn't like, oh, it was phenomenal. So what happened in that, I changed my whole looking at grief and how we deal with grief now. It's very simple. I can pull someone out of grief and very quickly based on love, okay? Because love has the power to take this pain away. I know it sounds a bit mad, right? But the reason why I'm trying to think now, why did I even go into this conversation?
Well, the reason you went into it is because you're right about this. First of all, we're debunking the myth that this level of transformation has to take a decade to go through. See, that's a mindset. The second thing is you've gone through it yourself. So you're a living, breathing example of it. And the thing that we want to really leave people with today is this door is open for people. This 100%. You've made the door open for people to come through and experience this level of transformation. And right now, people are so urgently crying out for help. Deborah, yeah. I want to thank you for today. One last question. AskLifeClarity.com is a website. I would just love to know your personal message. I'd love to know what you'd like to leave us with today.
My personal message is, what would be personal message? God, I have so many messages in my head. But I would say, yeah, be happy. What other option have you got? Come on, yeah. Let's get a grip on time, you know, because we're wasting it, you know. So my message is, let's not waste any more time on things that are not important to us. Love self.
Yeah. Deborah, thank you so much. AskLifeClarity.com, everybody. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for taking your own personal journey. Thank you for bearing witness to so many people who want to take their own personal journeys. And thank you for supporting people in the level of transformation and change that really heal the heart with love. Thank you so much. And thank you for all of the people that you work with to do this.
Thank you. And thank you so much for your amazing energy. I am so grateful to you. And thank you. I've enjoyed every moment. Very grateful.
I want to just say to the audience, as you've asked for, we're providing you with the solutions to some of the questions, some of the things you've brought up, some of the challenges in your life. And here today, now the choice is yours. Let all of us know here that we support you every step of your journey. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.